Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Just all the fine products and services mentioned in the last break. It's time to be mind-numbingly bored by these two guys, John and Lance, in the Veritex Community Bank Studios that has microphones and stuff on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Wow. But head coaching rankings for fantasy scoring. Andy Reid is number one, right? I mean,
Has to be.
Yeah.
Well, Tyreek, he's had Pat Mahomes. Still, offensively, they're the most explosive offense.
When Alex Smith was there, they weren't explosive because he wouldn't throw the ball down the field.
Yeah. Alex Smith hadn't been there for a few years.
No. Andy Reid is number one. Who would you take second?
For head coach?
I would take Kyle Shanahan second.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Maybe
Taylor's got Sean Payton second.
Maybe Zach Taylor third, fourth.
Zach Taylor's got all the way down to 12th, but yeah. Absolutely.
Joe Mixon's score, Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow. I would also think, like, head coach, it doesn't really make sense because we're saying teams, well. Yeah, actually, you want the whole Sean Payton. The reason for Sean Payton is Mike Thomas also and Alvin Kamara and Drew Brees. So historically, yeah, they're probably right. I don't know. Kevin O'Connell, that doesn't really make sense, though, because he just stepped in with Drew Brees. I don't even know. I don't know how you compose that. How do you compose that? Some of those guys are defensive coaches, so I guess they don't get included, defensive head coaches.
They get included. I mean, they have DeMarco Ryans as the 31st.
DeMarco?
Yeah, they got DeMarco as the 31st. Okay. So I lost interest in that.
Yeah. I'm done with that list.
That list when it's DeMarco. Yeah.
I'm done with that.
Yeah.
There's new media popping in.
713-780-3776. The number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm looking for there was some interesting NFL stuff that we're going to talk about here on the show in just a little bit. But let's get back for those of you who've been listening. We haven't talked about our Astros in a while. They head to Toronto. Greg Kessinger is being called up an infielder today because Jose Altuve with his oblique. Just hate to hear this, but he was taking some ground balls yesterday, which was a good sign. Unfortunately, he pulled an oblique the other day. He hasn't played in a couple of games, and now maybe he can't play again. So Greg Kessinger, a guy who's hit, his OPS is up over, he's got six homers in the minors. He's got some pop. His OPS is okay. It's over 800. It's 840-something.
Well, that's his first little taste, though. It's always fun to see. And you've got, he comes up, and that's because they just think Altuve's day-to-day. Dusty doesn't know. He even said, that's a long way off before we get to Toronto, and Toronto's a long way away, so we'll see what happens with Altuve. So, makes sense. Before you go on the road, grab a little insurance policy, and they're just going to stick him on the roster. I mean, I'd be surprised if he even plays.
I'll be surprised if Jose Altuve plays, too. It's a little concerning because Jose Altuve came back. And how about Jose Altuve with basically no preseason and he just comes in here and he's hitting the way that he's hitting over 300 and doing what he's doing. It's just been fantastic. So it is a little disheartening that they have to bring up a Greg Kessinger. We'll see how much he plays because you can't – how are you going to take Mauricio Dubon out of the lineup? The way that
Sebastian asked me that yesterday. He goes, they can't take him out for Jose Altuve. I said, and remember now, Snacks is the hottest of takes.
Sebastian,
he's literally the greatest Astro that's ever played.
Yeah.
And he's still good. He's still better than, he goes, we don't know if he's better than Dubon. Dubon's been playing well. I said, yeah, he's been playing well for Dubon. I said, Jose Altuve plays at the best. Mauricio Dubon doesn't touch good doesn't touch average Jose Altuve.
That said, Mauricio Dubon has been one of the best second basemen. While he's played second base, he's been one of the best second basemen in baseball. But
what does that mean, one of the best?
He's
been a decent hitter.
His war, his offensive numbers,
solid,
and his defense has
been
tremendous.
I think he's
been
solid.
Did you see him jump the other day for that ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean jump the other day for the ball? When he skied on the line
drive?
Yeah.
On the line drive.
Yeah, he can
jump. Got up and got it. They showed Altuve in a dugout. Altuve pointed at himself and at Dusty, and he goes,
"Oh, did he really?
I would not have caught that." It was so
That's
funny.
Great.
That was great. Yeah. That is awesome, 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 Altuve. And Altuve's giving him his props. He says, hey, the dude should be a starting second baseman in the All-Star game this year.
Yeah.
He's not going to be. But Mauricio Dubon has been a godsend. And you know what? I don't doubt for one second, that Gray Kessinger is going to be great when he comes up. Because every single guy that comes up contributes to this team. Every single guy.
It's usually true. I'm trying to think right off the top of my head. I'm like, sure, let me come up with a quick
Well, Hensley didn't this year. But Hensley did make some contributions. He had a big walk in the postseason.
Last year he was fine.
He was on when Yordan hit that bomb because of a Hensley walk. I mean, did you expect Jolks to be doing what Jolks is doing?
No, of course not.
Did you expect...
You know what impresses me the most about Jolks is he's such a confident hitter. Like, when he's in the... He never looks... All of his swings looks like he's pretty committed. He doesn't go up there with where he lacks confidence. When he makes an out, he makes an out. But he doesn't look like he's beating himself mentally where he's in the box and he's just not sure on things. Corey Jolks has a really impressive attacking mindset to me. I mean, he's here to stay. I don't think Corey Jolks is going anywhere, even though you potentially have a little bit of a glut. I don't know if Michael, and granted Michael Brantley will, I'll believe when I see it, but if Brantley comes back, who makes the move down?
Kessinger beats it then. I mean, you take Kessinger out.
Well, no.
Because Salazar was going to be the guy
to go. But I'm talking about him and Altuve. Let's say Altuve is ready to go. Then you have which one of those outfielders? You now are carrying Yordan, Jolks, Myers, Chaz, Kyle Tucker, Brantley. Is six? Are you going to have carry six outfielders?
Yeah, probably. I mean, who are you taking out?
Well, I don't know. That was going to be my question.
Yeah, I mean,
you're going to carry two catchers, obviously.
Well, two catchers. That's where Salazar or this Kessinger thing. That's who beats it when he comes back. You know, Salazar is gone now because Kessinger is up, and then when Brantley comes back, Kessinger's gone. I don't think you could. How could you tell Corey Jolks you got to go? How can you tell him that?
No.
There's no way. And no. It's not going to be Jake. He's got a love for Jake that's never ending.
No, but one of your outfielders, frankly, two of your outfielders can play. Well, with Brantley, I don't. How does Brantley even? I mean, it would literally be Brantley would clearly is not going to be an everyday player anymore. Brantley is going to be a rotational guy if he comes back.
And a DH.
And some DH.
Yeah.
Because Yordan's either going to start or play DH.
Yeah, right.
That's it. And so, yeah. And then you're going to have decisions to make on Brantley versus Jolks. Now, Brantley being a left-hander obviously is a big advantage.
We'll see how Brantley hits lefties. Because if Brantley ain't hitting lefties again.
Yeah, he ain't going to play against
lefties. He can't. I mean, not when you got guys like Chaz and
he was better last
and Jolks.
Year,
who are going to be able to see the ball better and hit better against? I mean, you can't hurt your club just because Michael Brantley is making $12 million this year. You can't hurt your club that way. There's just no way. 810 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 713-780-3776. There was a best and worst at best value and worst value at each position, and Michael Brantley was the worst value, obviously because he hasn't played. But he's the worst value in left field this year.
Well, I guess McCullers is no. DeGrom's still probably the worst value. Well, I don't actually. There's a few.
No, there's a
bunch. There's a bunch of guys who are worst value at pitcher.
Yeah. As far as pitchers go, uh-huh. Yeah. There's a ton of guys that are terrible, terrible value. No, Steven Strasburg's the worst value.
Yep.
Steven Strasburg.
Again, they say they don't know when
he's
going to come back
or
if he's ever going to come back.
He's got nerve damage. They think he might be done. They did not, the Nationals did not take out insurance on his contract. Of all the contracts in baseball that you take out insurance on. It should have been Steven Strasburg first and then, well, DeGrom second, everybody else. Because Steven Strasburg was hurt.
God, I forget about Steven Strasburg. He and DeGrom, when they're pitching, are the two of the best arms you've ever seen. Strasburg's a hammer.
Yeah.
And just, my gosh, he is.
Well, that was something that I learned this weekend in one sentence, that the Nationals didn't take out insurance on him, and that may be the dumbest baseball move ever, that you didn't insure that contract. Because dude with nerve damage might be done. I think it was a $245 million contract. What is Strasburg's deal? I think so. And they're getting nothing out of him.
Nothing. What do you think Justin Verlander's record is in his ERA?
Well, his ERA has got to be up there because he got lit up in one of his outings.
Yeah, he's got six starts, same amount that DeGrom has.
His ERA is 6-something?
No, 4.25.
Okay.
He had a good outing. He had 117 pitch outing.
Yeah, $245 million contract for Strasburg.
It's completely setting money on fire.
And all and guaranteed.
4.25. You pay a guy like that, DeGrom too. If you pay a guy with injury history, this is what you get.
This is what you get.
4.25 is ERA for Justin, and he's 2-3. Astros.
That's win again.
That's the Astros.
Would you rather have curse. JP France or Justin Verlander?
B. Justin Verlander.
Oh, really? Who's
yes.
the better value right now?
I'm not doing
Who's got
value.
A lower ERA?
I'm trying to shoot for trying
Who's got
to win
a lower
World
ERA?
Series. I'm trying to shoot for World Series. Who do you think has a lower ERA at the end of the year? Justin
Who's
Verlander
pitched?
Or JP France?
Who's pitched more?
Who do you think will be better at the end of the year?
I don't care about that.
You
right
don't?
Now, what's the better value? Justin Verlander. At $43 million? And six starts, 4.25.
Why
I'll
am
take
I doing,
JP France
why am
right
I doing
now for $100, Alex.
So what? Why am I playing best value now? We're trying to win World Series.
I'm talking about who's a better value right now. JP France is not
care
even
about
arguable.
Value. I'm trying to win World Series. I'm not trying to get the best discount lineup.
It's not even arguable.
Yeah, but what kind of question is that? That's a number four or five star. He's a number four starter on an injury prone guy. Justin Verlander is a one.
Yeah.
Come see me in August.
All right.
And we'll have this conversation in August.
Okay. Okay.
Because I don't even know if France is still on the roster.
He'll still be on. Why? You think McCullers is going to come up and take his place?
Obviously.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Did you hear? He's just not pitching off a mound right now.
He's just.
Urquidy will be back.
Will he?
Yep.
Yeah.
And who's to say Bielak isn't going to be.
And Blanco. Beat it.
Yeah, or Blanco State. No, France has been terrific.
Been great.
France has been terrific. Another great performance from him yesterday. You know, gave up the home run, but he really had a good outing yesterday. It's too bad the Astros got the loss. Too bad they couldn't sweep. But Gilbert said they'll win 3 out of 4, and so they won 3 out of 4.
And they won 3 out of 4.
Then Gilbert said Miami will win
in
five games. And after game one, I'm like, suck it, Gilbert. And then game two, here comes Miami.
If they win
taking
both
a home
in
court,
Miami,
I'm done. If Gilbert does that, I'm literally have to get a living will together. Because Gilbert acted Gilbert like he never said he knew when I would die, but he's already said, I'm 2027 and you're 2030. No, you're 2039, I think.
32.
Oh, yeah, 32.
Yeah,
Gilbert
year.
Says it's. He always makes it 10
years from whenever you
beyond
ask
the
him.
Question
Do
you ask
not him. Ever ask Gilbert because it's going to be 10. You tell you got is 10 years to live.
I know. I ask him, and you're uncomfortable with me asking him about when your date of death is.
Right.
Because you know you can make whatever jokes you want, but it still scares you.
I'm worried about 2032.
Detroit Tigers are sitting there. Mulling around, milling around near the top of the now they've got a losing record near the top of their division. Gilbert said, "We said, who do you like in the World Series?" He goes, "Detroit Tigers."
Whoa.
That felt like a big reach. I mean, it still does, but they're number two in their division. So, I think he had Cleveland Browns winning Super Bowl too.
Some interesting NFL stats that I want to give to you on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Jokes for Cease. Let's do it. Although I don't want to give up jokes. I don't know. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. 713-780-3776. Right now I'm talking about champion. I'm talking about you being a champion. I'm talking about you. It's hot. It's hot, bro. And okay, you're going to put your air conditioner on. How much are you spending on your air conditioning? How much are you spending on your electricity bill? Are you sick of it? Are you like, what in the bleep is going on here with this electricity bill? Well, Champion Energy has been fantastic for me for, this is going on 16 years. I don't know how long. I forget. I don't have any idea. But it was when we started, 1560, I think that's when I started. That was 07. So, yeah, it's going on 16 years that I've been with Champion Energy, and I will never leave them because they've been fantastic to me. And every time my contract is up, they tell me, hey, here's the rate that we got right now. And a lot of times it's better than the rate that I was paying before with the last contract. And that is unbelievable because other electricity companies are going to say, oh, he's not paying attention. Let's just keep charging him the old rate. No. That's not what Champion Energy does. Sign up now, today, and save money. I'm telling you, you will. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5. You've chosen wisely.
I have chosen to test this station's destructive power on your home planet of Alderaan.
Ambulatory NFL person, the godmother of quality footwear. You found the trench.
Get in the trench.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Warren Sharp put out some stats this weekend that I found pretty interesting. Who do you think was the best team in the NFL, and it's not even close, in TD rate in goal to go last year? Touchdown rate in goal to go.
Eagles?
No. Eagles were fifth. Fourth.
Even with the quarterback sneak?
Even with that quarterback, they were fourth in percentage. It's not even close, and I don't think it'll be hard. It's hard to come up with.
Not Titans.
Yes.
Okay, Derrick Henry.
Yeah, Derrick Henry.
I mean, the first thing I thought of was I got to go find being hammered.
94%.
Yeah. What makes them hard is they weren't there enough.
No, that's the difference.
But when they get there, all I'm thinking of is who's the hardest guy
to
tackle.
Well, they were also number one in this stat. Percent of second-half drives that went three and out.
They were number one or two?
Number one by far. 48%, nearly 50%, half the time. In the second half.
Half the time.
A lot of that, remember the Malik Willis game. Do you remember Oma? In any game he was in, he was awful.
Yeah.
He was awful. He couldn't throw. Remember, they couldn't throw a pass.
Well, they beat the Texans with Malik Willis because they didn't have to.
They didn't have to do anything. The Texans sucked. That was awful. Malik Willis was terrible. 48% of the time, Tennessee went three and out in the second half.
It's so weird that his name, like, caught. I actually didn't catch fire. He went in the third round. But, like, his tape was so terrible. I had to tell people. Every time I was talking about him, you talk about the talent and the potential, but you have to. I had to remind people because all the hype got crazy. I'm like, you know, his tape is really bad.
Yeah,
like, the game against Ole Miss.
No, he was
terrible.
Bad. It was awful.
It was awful against Ole Miss. East Tennessee State or Middle Tennessee State was atrocious. So it's not crazy that when you move up to the pro level, when you can't really play well against Middle Tennessee State, you might struggle against pro teams too.
Just maybe.
Maybe.
So TD rate in goal to go last year, Tennessee was number one, 94%.
But they're 50% in the second half is insane.
We'll get to that in a second. Detroit and Dallas were second at 85% touchdown rate in goal to go. Miami, 83%. Philadelphia and the Giants were 82%. Where do you think the Texans finished?
Well, I'm going to say next to last.
No, they actually weren't. They were tied with Baltimore, San Francisco, and Atlanta at 65%.
Okay.
But there weren't many teams, no. The only teams behind them, New England, Indianapolis, Chicago, Washington. Green Bay only scored a touchdown 50% of the time. Matt LaFleur was catching it on this thread.
Mm-hmm.
50% of the time, Green Bay scored a touchdown.
With Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
And A.J. Dillon.
And Aaron Jones.
Yeah. That's terrible.
That's interesting.
But they, you know, those wide receivers really didn't come on until...
No. And then he lost Watson for a while. You know, it is worth, since age is undefeated, you know, I watch Aaron make these snap throws. Physically, he still looks really good. It is worth keeping an eye on Aaron Rodgers to see if there's any chance of age is starting to really wear on him. Because one of the things we saw with Drew Brees stopped being willing to throw down the field. There were certain throws that he didn't want to make because he didn't have the arm for it. But Aaron Rodgers, it's not a problem. That's not going to be a problem for him. So what is – that's why –
Christian Watson all came on strong in the second half of last year.
Well, that's why I'm wondering – like, this is why I just think Aaron Rodgers is not going to fall off, because he's still very mobile. He still has lightning quick release, and he still has the arm talent. So I don't really see mentally. Do you just fall apart mentally? Do you? He'd have to really, his brain would have to be really slow for him not to be able to see the field the same way he does. So I don't think he's going to fall off. But that is interesting that we have such a, you know, such a drop off,
a huge
drop in that offense for
percent of second half drives that went three and out. Tennessee number one, nearly 50% of the time at 48%. Second was Chicago, then New Orleans and the LA Rams at 39%. Second half drives that went three and out, 39%.
So bad last
Dallas year. Was up there. New England, Tampa, Denver, Houston was next after them. 37% of their drives. Houston, the New York Jets, and Carolina. 37% of their drives went three and out.
Right.
I would have thought they'd be higher on the list. There were a lot of teams behind them. Atlanta was the best in the league. Just 22% of the time, they went three and out.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that? The Giants, Detroit, San Francisco, and Kansas City, 26% of the time. Kansas City was still... it's Kansas City, obviously, one of the best. Detroit, one of the best offenses in the league. They were out just 25. The Giants, only 24%. Only 24%. But Dallas, 38%. New England, 30%. Tampa with Tom Brady, 38% of the time went three and out.
Do me a favor, RJ, pull up some audio on. So did you get to see any of the audio, any of the mic'd up with D'Amico Ryans this weekend?
No.
Pull up, go find, I think it's on the Texans account. Man,
is your love even stronger now for D'Amico?
I feel even more locked in that this is a guy who's going to get it turned around. Because, and if he doesn't, it's going to be because they're not drafting good players. But I don't see, you know, Lovey was kind of a curmudgeon. David Culley, you couldn't get behind.
No.
Bill O'Brien was just
a mess.
Bill O'Brien had his moments where guys liked it. I think players still like Bill O'Brien to an extent, you know, but he's still a yeller and screamer. D'Amico Ryans is such a positive impact player. When you guys are really – the whole idea about is a guy going to want to play for you. Sometimes you just don't know. You see a young coach, you think, oh, guys are going to want to play for him. That doesn't mean anything just because a guy is young. He could be young and insecure and have to yell and scream at everybody. Could be a bad personality guy or just a really intense guy.
Or in over his head.
Yeah. But D'Amico Ryans feels like not only is he super confident, he's got the security – of feeling like a guy who, you know, he's been a player, he's a leader, he has ultimate self-confidence. And I just think when you listen to him in these mic'd up segments, it doesn't feel like a con at all. It doesn't feel like something that's not real. It feels like a guy who has a great feel for interpersonal communications.
Yeah.
And I think D'Amico Ryans, once they get the players right, once they get that right, and the lineup is right, this guy is going to have real success.
Okay, RJ's going to find it during the break, and we'll play it on the other side. One last thing that I want to get to before. One more, and this is dead on. Number of drives ending in a punt or turnover last year.
Number of drives.
Ending in a punt or a turnover.
It
does not include turnover on downs.
Oh, my God. Well.
Who's the worst? And it wasn't your. It wasn't Houston.
No, it's probably Denver.
Denver.
Yeah,
117 drives. The Texans were second.
Do
to
you
worst.
Know how often they got down in a red zone and didn't score any points? Denver yeah. was. They did it like four times against the Seahawks in a Monday night game in the first week of the season.
Well, and those wouldn't even include turnover on downs where they didn't get the fourth down. That this doesn't even include it. 117 times last year they punted or turned it over Houston was second to last at 115. Tennessee was third at 110. Who was the best in the league last year? And by a pretty good margin. You're not going to get it. You might get it.
Well, you're not going to say Don't tell me Chargers.
No.
Let's see. What about Seattle?
No.
They were good early in the year.
It's Detroit. Detroit. That'll tell you something about what they did offensively last year. Just 66 drives ended in a punt or a turnover. Second was Buffalo and Kansas City at 71.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay, 73. That's surprising.
Wow.
The Green Bay was up there that high. Philadelphia, 74. These are all the best teams in the league.
Yeah.
Well,
imagine that.
Yeah. Cincinnati, 76.
So the teams.
Baltimore, San Francisco, 78.
The teams that scored the most efficient clippers, are they all in the playoffs?
Yes. The Lions don't punt.
Except, you know, the Lions.
Yeah.
Well, did they make it? No, they didn't make it in the playoffs, right?
They were out in the last game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we all wanted it in.
Yeah, that's it's a pretty good indicator of how good your team is when you don't punt or turn the ball over. We'll hear from D'Amico on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now we're hearing from you about your patio.
Actually it was Saturday. It was Saturday. I made fajitas and refried beans and rice and tortillas all out on the patio. It's the first time really getting into my kitchen. I got a warmer out there. I brought the kamal outside and made the tortillas on the kamal. We had the skirt steak and sausage drinks, and they had the St. Arnold root beers that the kids were knocking out. They were in that, and I was having the beer and the cider from there. But it was a great time on the patio. The kids enjoyed the first time that we've had a chance to use the outdoor kitchen that we had built, and it was fantastic. The grill's unbelievable. I got that up to about 480 degrees without even trying the infrared grill. Did not use the back warmer that you use that for your rotisserie feature. Can't wait to use that this week. There's so much to do when you have your own outdoor kitchen. Of course, the outdoor kitchen is in your outdoor living space, and that's from Texas Custom Patios. They're building that with the television, the sound system. You are going to have a place where you can hang out, you can enjoy yourself, you can make great food, and make great memories. And that's what we did on Saturday, and couldn't be more excited about it. It's time for you to live your best life. Don't wait until a lot of you want to put it off. You may be a little too old to really truly enjoy it like you can right now. So make sure that you call Texas Custom Patios and at least have a consultation to see if that's something that might make sense for you. TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're hooked up with it.
You hooked up with it. You decided to marry it. I told you I wasn't into it. You said it didn't matter.
The Kings are on the air. It's John and Lance, man. That's just stupid, dude. I'm not reading that one.
Oh, look, the recently self-coronated Kings of Houston Sports Radio.
Come on, dude. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Chris Noss put this out. Was this on the Texans website? On the Texans website?
Yeah.
We are Texans, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here's D'Amico coaching out there during OTAs. Guys are going to want to play for this dude. Here is some sound from D'Amico.
Great day! Oh, give me some juice, baby! Pop out, next two, pop out. Good. Back. One more time. Come here. As he's jogging up the field, jog up. I need to be out here, outside. He's right there. He break out, I'm here. And if he go in, come back. He go in, he got him. Now I'm on this guy. Good. Right there. Perfect. Good. One more. Good. And as he keep going, now I can't get out. I got to make sure I'm here. He break out. Here he is coming with you. You got to tie together. All right? Good. I want you to just hang right there. Trust it. Don't even stay inside that cat. Step up to four. Good, Jimmy. You're good. You keep squeezing. Now, bam, slide through. You off the hook. Now, look up. Yeah, right there. Bam. That's that money window. If you like making money.
I don't know.
All right. Special teams on the hop. Boy, that 5-minute indie leaves me no time to teach. It just started to get good, man. It was just getting good.
Hey, who scheduled that?
Hey, who made this schedule? Oh.
That's awesome.
You hear the
energy? Yeah.
You hear the excitement.
And it's real.
It's real. Yeah, you don't get the sense that he's trying to Bill O'Brien playing Rick Ross saying, I love Rick Ross. Yeah. I love Rick Ross to everybody. D'Amico's just out there. You know, he sees the world in a positive way. I think Billy sees it, you know, has the negativity. There's just a filter you're either born with or develop over time. And D'Amico's a guy who sees it positively. And he's going to, you know, I love Jeff Van Gundy, but Jeff Van Gundy has a dour when he's in season. There's just, you can win different ways, but you have different filters. And if you're going to rebuild a team and you're going to be young, you want to have a guy with that filter. You want to have a guy with the upbeat, you know, you want to play for those guys. You want to play for those guys. And I think that's what you need. You know, let me rotate it over to the Texans, but I mean, to the Rockets, because I think Texans and Rockets are in similar situations because football is 22 players out there, starters out there trying to, you know, and 30 to 40 contributors every game. Heavy contributors, you got to pull in the same direction. It's multiple players, and there's more teaching. And in basketball, I think it's a little bit different because you may have a 10-man rotation, you may have eight, but it could be three or four players that have the biggest impact, and so you need them all on the same page. That's why you may need a heavier hand. I don't know that the D'Amico Ryan stuff would probably be good in basketball, but at the same time, you're so devoid of the fundamental things that you need to win from a cultural standpoint with the Rockets. And you know what's interesting is Jalen Rose yesterday on the broadcast postgame said heat culture. He said it's important to keep saying these two words, the heat culture. And he brought up the fact that the Heat have a certain culture about what their locker room is like. And it's so, I wanted Mason to hear this because my son Mason is, you know, he just doesn't believe in all this stuff or doesn't really take it seriously
absolutely.
Enough.
Absolutely.
And it matters in every sport, but for basketball, like a D'Amico Ryans may not be what the Rockets need, but I think it's what the Texans need, if that makes sense. Maybe it can work better. I think with veteran team, it can work. But if you have a young team that has never learned to win, I think you may need a little more firm hand, which is what Udoka could be for the Rockets.
Right. Well, they've been in, you know, and he made the point too, you know, they've been in bigger games than Denver has been. They've been here. The Heat.
Yeah.
Jimmy's been here. Jimmy knows. And Jimmy knows how to get the guys. And it's not only Jimmy, though. There's other guys in that locker room.
Kyle Lowry.
Yeah. Kyle Lowry's been there.
Kyle Lowry's been in plenty of big games.
Yeah, yeah. So it is. I don't know if that's going to be the difference in this one. How do they keep overcoming better talent? It's amazing.
Play harder, hustle to the ball, get on the 50-50, win the 50-50s. They put in, you know, Jeff Van Gundy loved the idea of putting Kevin Love into the game. He hadn't played for three straight games, and they put Kevin Love into the game. And he said, you won't see it in the stats, but he changes the matchup. You learn so much from Van Gundy every time you watch. He said it changes the matchups of who plays who.
Well, Spoelstra put him in the starting lineup, and the starting lineup was better. And it wasn't about him scoring. It was Kevin Love getting open looks for guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Love had a bigger impact than the score sheet showed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kevin Love has been there and won. Kyle Lowry's been there and won. Jimmy's been there and won. I mean, this is it's funny how I can't believe that they stole that game. And I can't really believe that Denver came out and played the way that they did, though. We were watching the highlights. It's like Jokic is 15 and the other players are 12.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he just goes down, bulls his way into the lane, and then just
it really is what it looks like. And he's got unbelievable body control for a guy who doesn't look fluid all the time. You know, he had that coast-to-coast where they made a big deal about him. He was left-handed the whole way, dribbling down the court, and then finished through contact. But it's because he can somehow bowl through contact but still have touch.
Yeah.
I mean, he had 41 yesterday in a losing effort, but he didn't even try to take over the game until he started doing it in the third and fourth quarter, where every possession he started backing guys down. And he's got such a good one-on-one game, back to the basket game. He is just so difficult to handle. I still think that the Nuggets are the better team here, but the Heat just show you, man, we're not going away. And if you don't come, apparently Michael Malone said his team isn't playing with enough energy. If you don't play with that kind of energy off the bat, Miami just kept surging at different times, and then Nuggets would hold them off, and then the surge became too much. Before you know it, in the fourth quarter, they're up 11 on Denver, who had a double-digit lead at one point.
Unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable. And you know what? They started and they finished. They jumped out in the first quarter. They jumped out in the third quarter. And then they hit the big baskets at the end. Jimmy Butler wasn't even a huge part of it up until the end. And then he just went off. Mm-hmm. Duncan Robinson had to start the fourth quarter with an unbelievable run. It's just so funny. This team should not be there. This is I don't know that we've seen a lot of teams like maybe the Dirk Dallas team.
Well, it also feels like it's not built the same way, but they've got some of the same. You can tell that Pat Riley used to be there because it's got some of the same feeling as his Knicks team, the way that they play. It's different because obviously there's more offense now than then, and you don't have Larry Johnson and, you know, the bangers necessarily that New York has. So I'm not trying to compare like that, but the fact that they're going to out-grit you, it is amazing that Pat Riley went from the Showtime Lakers to the Knicks and then to the Heat, and has really changed the whole, like, who you thought he was as a coach and as a basketball guy has really been redefined. But I do think that there is something to Spoelstra where he likes to coach it a little bit, and he coached under Pat Riley, so it shouldn't be a big surprise that that's kind of, you know, his same kind
grind
of basketball.
It. Yep. 843 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's go. Get in here if you want. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. The number to hang with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, I'm talking about my people over at Chest. I heard from Allie this morning, as a matter of fact, and she said, look, just tell people, just get in here. And oh, by the way, they'll buy your car. Oh, by the way, if you want to sell your car, you can sell your car at Chastain Ford. They will buy it. If you want to find what you're looking for, if you want to build and price your Ford your way, at Chastain Ford, they don't believe in dealer add-ons or markups. Don't settle on a vehicle you don't want. Customize a Ford vehicle to fit your lifestyle. Their product specialist is ready to assist you to build and price. This is how I built mine. I built my Lightning. I went in there and sat down with Justin, and we just picked and chose what the color, the all of the accessories that I wanted, exactly where I had to be with my price. I mean, I'm no different than the way that they're going to do it with you. No, they don't add on. They're not going to put on etching or tint, spray on liners, nitrogen in the tires. They're not doing that. They're just not. They don't want any extra out of you. What they want for you is the perfect car for you at the price that you have to have it at. And that's exactly what they do every single time. You will be back. They do more repeat business than they do business, because people always come back to Chastain Ford. You know why? Because you're going to get your best deal, and you're going to feel like you're in the Chastain family. At 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, or you can do it all online at ChastainFord.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, because every day is Children's Day.
Oh, hello there, children.
Let's all get back to two white guys talking sports. Wow, that's a totally new concept. It's John and Lance from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Oh, yeah, they're going to die. Top-notch idiots are going to die. There's no question. Yeah. They're going to get shot. Something's going to happen. No. The top-notch idiots, they go up to people in the street. I mean, and they go,
so listen, nerve-wracking.
They go up in places they shouldn't, to guys they shouldn't mess with. And that's okay.
And they reach into their pockets because you're looking to get, like, one of them's like, you're looking to get crushed. I heard you're looking to get crushed. You're looking to get smashed. And then, like, they'll take out a bag of chips and smash them. No, that's what I meant. Dude, you reach into your pocket somewhere? Are you kidding me?
No.
Everybody's got guns now. Yeah. You can't do that.
No.
For sure we're going to hear about.
Did you see the people waiting in line at the bank? And a guy's got a bunch of money in his hand. He's ready to in line at the bank. Guy comes up behind him with a gun. And the guy just lays the money on the ground, walks around, and then shoots the guy that tried to rob him.
Oh, it's real?
Oh, it's real.
Oh no, I didn't see that.
It's real. And, you know, it's crazy out there, people. These top-notch idiots, look them up on YouTube. Up to people.
Now, you'll get into a...
A rabbit hole.
You'll get into a rabbit hole. What's up, my boy?
Speaking of a rabbit hole, are you interested in this? There's a new sports league starting up.
Yes, I am interested in that league. Wait, let me see. What time is it? Where could Monty be? Because I know exactly which league you're talking about.
Holly Saunders.
Yes.
Holly Saunders is starting up a new league.
I am interested in this league. Tell people what league it is.
Topless Sports League. To star OnlyFans and Instagram models.
I'm interested in shutting it down.
Holly Saunders, a former sports reporter and host for Golf Channel and Fox Sports, will launch the league this month with 10 women competing in up to 8 sports and activities. Holly thinks it's going to be really fun.
It's funny. Holly Saunders is in legit television, and then she's like, This is not. This boring. Is slow.
She went out with that dude from Vegas for a while.
What does that mean? That dude
Dave
from Vegas.
From Vegas, or yeah, Vegas Dave, or whatever his name. Okay. He's a gambler.
Okay.
They didn't look like they should be together. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
And then I don't think she's with him anymore. As a matter of fact,
she's gone full swimsuit type. Yeah,
she's gone full OnlyFans.
Yeah, she's gone into the sexuality.
Yeah.
She's done with sports. She said, okay, I'll do sports. Sports will be the guise of this. Will be 20% sports, but
yeah.
I'm not going to play around anymore.
So she says, I have 10 girls. We're going to play 7-8 sports, some of which would have topless matches. Will include basketball, bowling, tennis, ping pong, and fun stuff like Twister, chess, and billiards.
Bowling, chess.
Twister should be fun.
Billiards is sneaky fun.
Billiards will be good, yeah. I'm not sure you can play basketball topless, but okay.
No, that's
She not. Said some of it won't be. Bowling? Ping pong?
No, ping pong.
I don't know. I'm not an OnlyFans guy. I don't
chess
know.
Chess will be the topless.
I've never been on OnlyFans.
Topless chess.
Topless chess I think you could play.
So you know what's funny?
I don't think that endangers you in any way.
I'm doing a terrible scroll last night in bed as I'm going to sleep. And, just whatever. Stupid. I'm caught in the matrix as well. And all of a sudden, you know, it's a dog things, it's this, it's that, it's food, whatever. And all of a sudden there's I guess it was a Reels or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. Oscar De La Hoya's girl now. That's right.
Holly Saunders?
Holly Saunders. And
that's
Oscar.
Not, that's yeah. definitely not real.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but yeah.
I've got a show that you would like, except you wouldn't watch it. The comedy is great. It's just... It is a really funny, funny comedy, but I'm telling you right now, don't even watch it. It's not for you.
It makes you nervous?
It's just not for you. I'll tell you why off the air, but it's called The Other Two on HBO Max, and they've had 3 seasons of it, and I finished 2 seasons very quickly, and it's some of the funniest writing, but you're not going to be able to watch it. But it's got some of the funniest writing I've seen in a show in a long, long time. But I'm telling you now, you will not spend time watching it.
I can't do it.
You will try. Okay, you know what? Try. Just try to watch it and see how you do. You're going to start off, and it's going to be really funny. I can tell you this. One of the sound bites in it is this girl is in the very first episode. She says, she's talking to her brother, and she said, you need to get out there and have a relationship like me and Lance had. Lance is her ex-boyfriend. He goes, you guys didn't have relations for a full year. She goes, yeah, but that's because he just kept dabbing all the time. So I've got a soundbite where it says Lance keeps dabbing all the time.
That's
that
you.
I want to pull and use for the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
When I saw the Mona Lisa, we went to see the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
We went to the Louvre and saw the Mona Lisa. There was a T-shirt outside with the Mona Lisa dabbing that I was going to buy you.
I dab ironically,
she was dabbing.
And yet everybody associates it with me because they see me
I saw this
tornado
t-shirt,
dabs like that.
But except in France, they don't have any T-shirts that fit us.
Oh, everything's small.
Everything is small.
Those little
JT
guys.
JT, couldn't we? She wanted to buy some shoes there. There was zero chance he could buy shoes in France.
Because they're such small, tiny
people.
They don't have
size 14 there.
Well, let me tell you who does. Amsterdam.
They do? Big people?
Amsterdam. Well, there's, you know, people from, you've got Nordic people. Yeah, you've got, it's not far from Germany.
Yeah, right.
So you've got some German people that German people are more football oriented.
Yeah, we bought some shirts in Belgium.
Sevilla, Spain, same way. In Spain, they're more of a stringy people.
Yeah, but France, you can't buy any clothes there.
No.
We bought a couple of, my wife bought a couple.
Have you ever seen a man from France in a baggy shirt?
No,
he doesn't exist.
You can't.
Doesn't exist.
No, and they don't have any heavy people. No heavy people, and no. Why can't I watch this show? It seems like it's okay.
It's very funny. I want you to try to watch it.
But it's just about, it's about kids, right?
No, it's the whole premise is these two older siblings have a younger sibling named Chase, he's a 12-year-old who becomes like Justin Bieber. Just he has a song, "Marry You on the Playground" or something. His name is Chase Dreams. Is his nickname, and then Molly Shannon is the mom.
Yeah,
and these two, the Dubek, they're brother and sister, and they're like, you know, the other two. There's the famous young one, and there's the other two, and the two people who created, I guess, used to be head writers on Saturday Night Live. They were the youngest head writers. The writing on this, it's raunchy, it's hilarious, but it's
raunchy.
You should try to watch it.
I am.
I want to see if you can get there, because you're going to think it's really funny, and some of it is going to make you uncomfortable. And some of it you're going to think is some of the funniest stuff you've heard. And this actress who I'd never heard of, the blonde, is just exactly like the girl from Always Sunny in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia,
yeah.
D. She's you're going to think it's her. The way I thought it was her for the first two episodes until I really looked closely, because the voice is the same, the comedy is the same. In terms of her mannerisms, she's one of the funniest characters I've ever seen on television.
Really?
But I want you to give it a watch.
All right. Well, I don't know why you don't think I would like it. If it's funny, I'm good.
I want to see if Twitch knows why you may not. Like Dell's gonna. I bet you Dell's watched it. It's really, really funny.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna say we'll see. We'll see. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. We got another hour, okay? You want us to talk about Holly Saunders? Well, okay, we can. We can do that, I guess mm-hmm. That's a fine show, too. You know what else is fine? Is if you need QC Kinetics, they're there for you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to say HBO Max anymore. It's just Max.
It's just Max now, yeah. I got Max, so I can watch it, yeah. Go ahead. But what if you got a bad knee?
Well, so I had someone ask me about it just, I guess it was on Friday. I had someone ask about, when we were at the golf event, and we got to talk about that a little bit later, but we were at the golf thing at the T-Bock, Texas, and the guy said, "Hey, so tell me about the QC Kinetics. Your wife did it, right?" I said, "Yeah, she's got bone-on-bone knee, which is about the toughest that they deal with, and they did a great job with that." And he goes, "I've got a really bad hip," and I told him, for sure, back, knee, hip, shoulder, if you've got an achy joint, not just achy joint, but chronic pain in a joint, potentially arthritis in the joint, QC Kinetics is 100% for you, because what they do is they work on regenerative medicine, where they are regenerative therapies. They take the body's healing power and then they kind of supercharge it and put it back into the joint. And what happens is it starts to repair and regenerate lost or damaged tissue. And so if you've had that really bad hip, and more than likely, you're going to see results. My wife saw results in terms of mobility with her knee, which we never thought would happen. If you've got a lot of pain because of you do have tissue still there and it's damaged or you've lost some tissue, it can restore and regenerate. It's an amazing process that has had tremendous success for athletes and people around the world. And now is your chance. They've got multiple locations here in the city of Houston. Make sure you call QC Kinetics today. Go to the website QC Kinetics or call 713-913-5285.
ESPN 97.5 in the studio with the candlestick.
Flames on the side of my face, breathing, breathless, heaving.